This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters at a briefing on Friday U.S. President Joe Biden still believes in the promise and possibility of a two-state solution in the Middle East.
The president still believes in the promise and the possibility of a two-state solution. He recognizes that's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of leadership there in the region, particularly on both sides of the issue. And the United States stands firmly committed to eventually seeing that outcome.
Kirby said President Biden discussed with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Israel's responsibility to reduce civilian harm at Gaza and mentioned sober and serious discussions for another potential hostage deal in place. The White House also said Biden welcomed Israel's decision to permit the shipment of flour for the Palestinian people in Gaza. The U.S. has carried out more military action against targets in Yemen, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. officials say Navy fighter jets struck Houthi insurgent sites in Yemen for the sixth time Friday. The targets were said to be anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and allies are protecting commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
They need to stop the attacks. If they don't, we'll continue to defend ourselves and make it harder for them to conduct them.
The Houthis say their attacks aim to end the Israeli air and ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Norman Hall.
A Russian official says a Ukrainian drone has struck an oil storage depot in western Russia, causing a massive blaze. It is the latest incident in Ukrainian forces' apparently extended campaign of attacks on Russian soil ahead of the war's two-year anniversary. Russian officials and news reports said four oil reserves with a total capacity of 6,000 cubic meters were set on fire Friday after the drone reached Klintsy, a city of some 70,000 people located about 60 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.